fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure, at least in his mind, Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Viva la Mexico. I guess so, man. That's what it feels like. I'll tell you what, I'm not sure what's happening right now. All I know is I feel like I've hit every technical difficulty there is on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's challenging at times.
It's a power issue. It's an internet issue. It seems to be something. I'm working on trying to figure out what it is, but you know what, Jeff?
I'm going
to
get there, and I'm not going to let it get too upset with me.
What are you doing?
Now my phone's even dinging at me on through the computer. It feels like everything we touch today takes forever, doesn't it?
Sir, please silence your phone.
Doesn't it feel like everything today takes forever?
Yeah, we're on that sort of Mexican time. We're kind of mellow, tranquilo, cruising. Hanging suavemente despacito.
Hey, I think you're right, but either way, we're here. We are in Mexico. We're having a great time in Mexico. What's been your favorite thing so far?
Getting off the plane in Mexico. It's amazing.
Now, let me ask you this. You met a lot of fun people who wanted to give you a ride when you got here. Did you make any friends?
Yeah, actually, the guy that drove me here was awesome. We talked a lot about the economy.
You did. You did the economy. You did, actually. You're not even joking about that.
No. You know me. I get here. I get in. I want to meet the people.
That's right.
I want to know where they eat. I want to go have a taco.
Well, we're lucky because we're here at the Villa Estancia.
Yes. In Riviera Nayarit.
And listen, it's taken you so long to be able to say Nayarit properly.
Yes. I've heard it many times in the last 3 days, so I'm ready.
It's all over the place. You know, listen. It's amazing. We talk about all the time on this program how food can take you places. Food can be a very powerful thing and let you do things that you never thought. And I think this is a perfect example of it. You and I were in the Pacific Ocean like a couple of otters with our toes and bellies up swimming around.
Just bobbing and weaving, Daddy.
Can we just not call me Daddy in public anymore?
Sorry.
It's fine in the room.
When we sleep alone like this, Poppy. Plum.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. You gotta hold it like this. You're going sideways, but it's like this.
That's how I hold my Glock.
He's gangsta. That's right. He's gangsta. Well, listen, man, I'm excited to be here. We're broadcasting live right now from Cuisine of the Sun, and we've got some great chefs here with us.
Absolutely. Amazing chefs all weekend. It's been awesome. The food's been awesome. The people have been awesome. The staff at the Villa Estancia, all the chefs in the kitchen that are helping us, kick ass. Thank you so much. They're amazing.
Dude, listen, we have to call Dave to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Dave, stop.
He has to stop texting me.
He's not texting me. My phone doesn't work.
Dave is going to be out of the click.
My phone's on what I affectionately call Mexican time.
Why does your voice keep getting quieter and quieter? I keep having to turn your mic up.
I don't know.
That's better. There we go.
Speak with more authority on the podcast.
Thank you. Listen, so Jeff, here's the thing, man. We got invited to come down here to hang out by a very important person in my life who doesn't realize that.
Yeah, you're infatuated with her.
Definitely, for sure. Hopefully I won't get the word salad again.
What exactly is word salad?
Well, it's sometimes when I get nervous, I just start saying things. Like, you know, the door handle by the drapes is perfect with the radish and green beans.
Ah,
no?
Word salad.
That's
yes.
Right. It's a little word salad. It just kind of comes out that way. And how often do you see me get nervous in front of people?
Very rarely.
I'm friends with Guy Fieri. We go and do things. Do I get nervous?
Nope.
No.
But you definitely... I watched you drop the mic last night when she was looking at you.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, I was holding court at that table last night until she showed up.
Yeah, she came out.
And then I fell apart.
She wasn't even looking really good like she does now. She was looking like in chef gear. It wasn't
right.
Like crazy.
But it had nothing to – like all night long, home runs, hitting freaking home runs all night long
I know.
The table.
You better not make eye contact.
Well, word salad. This is going to happen. We've got Penny DeVitti with us right now. And Penny,
woo!
This is me. You have no idea. I fell in love with you on Food Network Star, and I said to my wife, if we weren't married, I am going to go find that woman. Oh, wow. This is before I was heavy as four people, by the way. This is it was a different time. You can grab the mic now.
He was shorter then.
Yeah, make sure you click it on for me so you can talk. There we go.
I got to turn it on.
There we go. Welcome to the show, Penny. Hello, my friend.
I don't think my mic works.
You're
on.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can see you. I can hear you.
Okay, great.
We're going fine. I don't want to touch anything else to make it work. But Penny, listen, so I saw you on Food Network Star. I have a Food Network Star story too, myself.
Great. Yeah.
But I saw you season one, right?
No, season seven.
Season seven. That's what I meant to say. Word salad. Told you.
Yeah, I was season seven. Michelle, season eight.
Right. This is what you understand. I don't make mistakes when I talk. I don't. But for some reason, I am when I'm talking to you. And it doesn't happen to anybody else on the planet.
I have no idea why.
And then it gets weird and like I make things uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, I feel like I'm in fifth grade again. And then I can't figure out what to say.
Now I've got word salad.
So. That's right.
Is that correct? Is it called word salad?
This is really cute, you guys.
And this is the only time you'll see Jeff.
Two word salads.
He's watching it fall apart.
Jeff's like the color of his shirt right now.
Yes.
He's wearing a pink shirt that says hot shit.
That's right. Is this tequila? Can I drink this?
Yeah, you can.
Can I drink this?
Cheers. Why am I like...
Oh, no more. Mas, amigo, por favor. Let's have some
so
more.
So funny. So we ordered beer 2 hours ago. Yesterday. We got it? We haven't
got
it.
Oh, the beer is here.
No, it's not here.
Oh, it's not here.
No. It's not here.
Someone has beer.
All right.
We just did round two of dinner at Cuisine of the Sun Festival.
I thought it went great, right?
It was awesome. So this is our fourth year here.
Yeah.
And I came out here first, I think it was like six years ago. And they asked me to do a press dinner. So I had this long table in Casona. And I did a dinner for, I think it was like 40 people.
Right.
And it was great. It was so much fun. And then I got to just enjoy the rest of the resort while I was here. And they asked if I would come back and partake in more events for them. And I said, you know what? What I'd really like to do here is I would like to do some kind of a festival. And at the time, the gentleman who brought me was John Zaring. And he's got a big PR company out of Los Angeles, and he does a lot of stuff all over Mexico. So John and I spearheaded this festival and really, you know, made a lot of noise in Vallarta and made this official, you know, Cuisine of the Sun Festival, which this is our fourth year doing it.
And but you're totally the queen around here. Like everybody, I mean, you walk in the room, everyone just starts bowing
this,
down.
This one's trying to, you know, this one over here is definitely trying to, and by this one, I'm pointing to David Forte. He's definitely.
We'll get him. We'll get him on here in a second.
He's trying to get in on my territory, but it's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. I'll let him in for a little bit.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a
but
great
only
event.
A queen gets to stay in this room.
And can we talk just for a second? This isn't a room. You have a whole hotel to yourself right now.
It's pretty amazing. Like, most people don't realize how incredible it is up here. So this suite is just under five.
Unless they follow you on Instagram and they just saw it.
It's just under 5,000 square feet.
Oh, good.
Just under.
That's
so
yeah.
Upstairs is the owner's suite. So okay. One of the owners own one side of the building and the other ones own the other side. And then it's my suite underneath. And I always either stay in this side of the property or the other side, but it's always the same suite.
Yeah.
I actually like this side better than the other side. The view is pretty incredible.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think there's great views everywhere you are on the property. The property is just outstanding.
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. I think it's one of the most beautiful properties here in Vallarta, that's for sure.
It's gorgeous. And Jeff and I, our room is actually right dead center, and we just look right out.
Oh, you look straight out.
Yeah,
that's
great.
The best thing.
It's amazing, especially with our neighbors who we share the balcony with. They come out and hang with us, which is pretty cool. Last night, they slammed the door on you, on poor Jeffy.
Well, I was out there making noise.
You were making some noise.
Out there talking and coughing.
That's right.
So I'm excited that you guys were able to come out. I'm really excited that you decided to like have Michelle reach out and come out and hang out with us. And
all her.
Yeah.
She was so Michelle and I became good friends, I guess, probably about a year and a half ago. Michelle Regustis is who we're talking about. A super nice person. She's been on this program several times. We've done events together. We just kind of become good friends and just bullshitting or whatever. And we're kind of cut from the same cloth. And she said to me about doing this, and I was like, wait, that's the event Penny does?
You mean I get to hang out with Penny?
And she was like, yeah.
Is that the same response you had, David?
Fuck no.
But I was like, well, yeah, it sounds great. It just so happens that my schedule worked out right. I could probably
Perfect.
Do it. And so I told my wife, hey, we're going to come back from our long vacation that we're doing together. Then I'm gonna leave again and leave you
go
by
to
yourself.
Mexico.
I'm going to go to Mexico.
And I'm going to take Jeff.
Right. I'm going to bring Jeff.
Yeah, it was the plan Michelle set in place at Santa Q, actually, which is the event we all did together.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad she did because you have been tremendous and
oh,
Jeff's
awesome.
Been great. And you guys are Thanks. Such a huge asset to our festival. It's not easy to put these things together. I mean, I do about 20 of them a year. And David's been super helpful because we do Wellness Week and Chef Week in Loretto. And you know, to find talented chefs that are not temperamental and are going to be okay with just, you know, rolling with the punches and just understanding that things work very differently in Mexico
yeah.
than they do anywhere else in the world. And, you know, David's been great with just coming out and doing his thing. And same with Michelle. Michelle's done 7 of these.
She's been here 7 times?
She's been to this one 4 times,
okay.
but I've had her do 7 festivals.
Wow.
Over the past 4 years. And
it's because she's awesome.
She's great. I think it's actually more than 7, but she just remembers 7, but we'll go with that so she doesn't.
That's so funny. She's supposed to be
2 days
right
of this
now.
Trip, either.
Yes, but she is tired. Yes,
Nonsense.
She's tired and she's passed out.
Okay, Granny.
Exactly.
You gotta get her walker and her therapeutic bed or whatever.
And we also have Chef Jamaica, and Jamaica didn't make it up here because she's busy with the baby.
She's got
and
the
we
baby.
Have Chef
that's
Katsuji.
A good, that's a solid excuse.
I have totally.
And he's busy with him being
stop.
A baby. And
oh, stop. Hey, listen, just for Jamaica, this is the first time I met her was this week, and we are 2 peas in the pod. Like, she is the greatest thing.
She's
just,
awesome. Her whole family's awesome. Her sister's awesome.
Yeah,
right.
Very sweet. Very sweet. And like I said, it's like to get talent like this to come out and hang out and you all have such busy lives and you're all doing so much. And to say, you know what, I'm going to take a week and just come and hang out and have fun.
It was pretty hard to have to come here, I'll be honest. Plum was like, Jeff, would you come to Mexico? And I was like,
asking for too much.
Yeah. It's a lot, bro. I mean,
Jesus.
I have my calendar booked.
So what do I have to do when I get there? I have to cook?
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
Lay on the
and
beach.
Then drink a lot of tequila, stare at scantily clad women.
Yeah, that does happen too. Listen,
I'm in.
I've gotten this far, and I've had no words talking to Penny, which is great.
No, you're doing great, man.
Is it working?
You made a lot of eye contact. I gotta be honest.
Well, you
nice.
Pointed that out, so now I had to like make sure. So, which is the craziest part about it. So you've been doing this event. Well, I'm gonna introduce Chef in just 1 second, but
oh, he has to talk too.
A little bit. But you've been doing this event for a long time. You do all these events. You kind of go from – it's amazing the opportunities that kind of get presented. But one thing I think is why I envy you and I think you're awesome at what you do is that you didn't do – we're similar. You didn't do one show on television show and then sit around and wait for somebody to call you.
Oh, no, I certainly did not do one show and sit on my ass and wait for someone to call me. I've just hustled.
Absolutely.
I've hustled – I did Food Network Star in 2011.
Right.
And what are we now, 2019?
We are.
And 8 years of hustling, and I've done almost 20 shows on television.
Yeah.
I'm on TV right now with Vanderpump Rules, with Lisa Vanderpump doing Tom Tom.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so it's you have to. It just, you can't stop. You have to constantly stay relevant, and it is exhausting. I'm always telling Michelle, who's on now but couldn't make it out here to the podcast.
Oh my god.
You suck. Look,
what are you
she's
doing?
There. She's right there. See? We can
I'm
wave
so
to you,
tired.
Michelle. We're gonna wave to you.
Right now she's got her Instagram
yeah.
live up or something.
Yeah, I'm doing an Instagram live and Michelle has joined the conversation. And
finally.
Finally. She
might
woke
not be
up.
Friends anymore.
Maybe she turned off Grey's Anatomy for a minute.
She's watching the
for,
old episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for a hot creepy. Minute, she turned it off.
That's
for
all
a
it
hot
is.
Minute.
So you go from doing a show like that to hustling to get into events like this. Obviously, there's a whole lot in between there, you know, especially with your own family life and things like that. How do you find the time? How do you make it happen?
Well, it's not easy. I mean, I have a 9-to-5 full time.
Fuck, you have a regular job too. I forgot.
She works at
Albertsons.
I have a full time position with Sysco Foods. So
what's your title at Sysco?
In Los Angeles, I'm a culinary sales consultant.
Okay.
So I do everything from, you know, menus to research and development to, you know, helping you sign up, putting your orders in. Like, it's just a lot of, you know, work, but I'm with the number one company in the country and very proud to be, you know, represented by them and have them as support. But it is, it's a full time, 7 day a week, 24. I mean, it's 24/7. It's no joke.
Shout out to Sysco.
Sysco. Jeff just gives shout outs to anybody who need him. He puts them
big up Sysco.
That's right.
But no, listen, you know, to do events like this and to take the time to focus on books and other projects and my project for Netflix and are we good? Sound off?
Oh, yeah,
mic
no, everything's
on?
Fine. Everything's fine.
Awesome.
Everything's good. That only took an hour.
Michelle
to make that
says,
happen.
I don't feel good, you shitheads.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, man.
Stop
it. Sorry, Michelle.
I know. With all that water you drink.
I know. I was just going to say, did you drink the water?
She must have had a little water or something, right?
Montezuma's Revenge.
We love you, Michelle.
So doing 20, you said 20 of these events a year.
20 of these events a year.
You guys went to Super Bowl even.
Right. I did the Super Bowl, which was insane.
I'm a big football fan, just put that out there.
I don't think I'm going to do that again next year.
I have like connections with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I'm friends with the owners.
It's really? Why didn't you do the Super Bowl event?
I've done a couple of events. I've never done the Super Bowl, though.
It's hectic.
Sounds fun, though.
It's no sleep for 72 hours. And
yeah.
And people pulling on you, and it's just, it was a lot. I don't know that I would do it again next
really?
Year. I'll send David.
She'll call me, and then she'll be like, David, I need you to
feed
500 with
yeah, exactly, with $200 budget.
$200 of food.
That's right.
No, well, I'll send David.
Well, holler at me. I'll help you, David. It'll be fine. I'll help you.
I think it's definitely a guy's thing. I don't think it's a girl thing. Even Michelle and I, when we did it this year with Chef Triguet, we were like, oh, fuck, we're not going to do this again next year.
It wasn't fun, or it was just too much?
No, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. No, I mean, I enjoy all the TV stuff, and you know, putting on these events is cool. And to have talented chefs where I know they understand the routine and can go out and handle what they need to, like David, I don't have to direct him or tell him what to do or how things need to, you know, play out.
Totally.
He knows that when he gets there, he does what he does. He does his thing, and he keeps going back again, again, and again. And, I mean, you know, he gives so much love to the Villa Group. These guys have 16 properties around Mexico. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so there's a lot of them. Like, right now, at the same time in Cabo, it's Cuisine of the Sun in Cabo.
Who's down there right now?
So I have Chef Triguet Frazier down there, uh-huh. Chef Ben Udave from Sysco, and Chef Ram Fama from U.S. Foods.
Oh, okay.
Do you think Sammy Hagar's there?
Sammy Hagar.
He has a bar in Cabo. Cabo Wabo.
He does have Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does have Cabo. That's so funny. Anyway, so yeah, that's going on at the same time that we have this going on here. But again, I don't have to worry about those guys. They know how to handle
it.
They're golden. And same with Michelle. When I send Michelle out here to do the Divas in January, she knows what is expected. She just gets it done. I don't ever have to worry about... We're at a point where I don't worry about anyone going out to do anything anymore. But I wanted to train my dear friend Lorena to oversee some of these things, but I think she's going to spend more time on the beach and tanning than in the kitchen.
So the plan was to train Lorena to kind of get her to kind of...
The plan was to train Lorena to get her to do these events in Mexico where it would take some of the pressure off of me.
Right.
And, you know, look, she's Hispanic. Even though my Spanish is better than hers, she speaks Mexican really well.
That's really funny.
She's like, are you talking about me? Is it me you're talking about?
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Lorena.
Chef, what did they say about the beers?
The cart's on the way.
They said the cart's on the way?
Cart's on the way. That's it. That's all
there
I got.
There it is. Well, let's introduce
Chef Dave, he's been on the mic talking already.
All right.
We just bring him on here so we can talk to us. Chef David Fuente.
Thank you.
Awesome guy, man.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Appreciate it. We've become buddies hanging out here. We've made some friends together here in Mexico. Brother, we appreciate you being on the program. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us today and yesterday. And talk about what you do out in L.A., man, because you're all over the place. Like, right now he's on Instagram. He's L.A.ing us. He's doing the L.A. thing again. See
where
his
husband's on. Hi, honey.
Yeah, so, you know, it's great to be out here in Mexico. Villa is awesome with us. They do so much stuff.
Who did you just add
that, great,
to
that wasn't
our...
the question.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome being here, and Villa Group is great. All the things they do for us, from the rooms to flying us out here for their guests. And,
love you, Jonathan.
You know, it's just the only issues that we have is the product. You know,
right.
Running, ordering a bunch of stuff that we can't get here. You know, so we try to just work on our feet and...
Yeah, that's the difference, I think. It's interesting to talk about because I don't know if people realize that. When you come to a place like this, I mean, I don't think – I had an idea, Jeff, that would be a bit of an issue, but I think it would be as much as it is. Like, it really is. There's things that – you know, I saw today, I saw the squash blossoms in a can. I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah.
Squash blossoms in a can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Squash blossoms in a can.
They're soft.
I've never seen
If you go to a Mexican market, you can find them in L.A. everywhere. So.
Yeah. Well, we get them fresh. I mean, amazing. But, you know.
Yeah. The kitchen culture is definitely different here. You know, and when you can speak Spanish, you guys found that out this weekend. Yeah.
I speak
Spanish.
Jeff speaks a lot of stuff. Well, yeah. Sorry, so watch this. Jeff speaks unbelievable Spanish.
I want to highlight your Spanish speaking.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, say a little Spanish to him, Jeffy.
Hola, Plum. Me llamo Jeff. ¿Qué tal? Suavemente tranquilo.
It sounds
baby,
like you're sounds like you're promoting the shampoo.
Yeah.
Despacito.
Oh, suavemente despacito.
Tranquilo.
Do you guys hear what Tisha, who is Jamaica's sister, you hear what she was saying?
What?
She was like ordering some drinks or something from the bar. She was like, muchas gracias. Nachos, Jennifer Lopez. Like, she's like, that's all the Spanish I can think
of.
Oh,
my God.
It was unbelievable. I don't know why anyone would think that's a great idea. But your Spanish is fantastic, Jeff. I think you could teach everybody.
I'm working on it. You know, I listen to a lot of Spanish. I watch a lot of Spanish TV.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of reggaeton.
That's a pasta.
I was in the kitchen today with my man Diego, who is saying a lot of phrases to me that I'm sure I shouldn't say on the air.
No.
This is awesome.
Well, talk about the kitchen. It's interesting because you have the kitchen that we work in with the guys that we were with today. And it's almost the same language of the kitchen is always constantly the same. Like, once you get past that boundary.
Dick jokes all day.
It's just dick jokes. everything's a dick joke. I wish it wasn't. But, David, you know that, Chef. It's just all constantly dick jokes in the kitchen. But he's reading a bill. Sorry, I should let me know. But it's what it was. Like, it's almost like an acceptance.
Yeah.
It was an acceptance.
You have to, you know. I've worked at several of the Villa Group kitchens, and the chefs are awesome, you know, but they want you to work with them, and sometimes you feel that they don't accept you. Luckily, I blend in with them, but, you know, it's hard for, like, you guys to be in the kitchen, and you have that barrier that it's like, should I ask for this, then where do I get it? You know, we had some issues like that today, but...
Well, today I think it was interesting because I think we really actually kind of won them over today because Jeff and I were in there all day today.
Yeah.
And we're in there working
and
with
they
them.
Love that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one of
by the end of the day, the one guy looked at me and he said, hey, you're gay.
Yeah, that's what he said.
No.
I knew that he loved me.
Yeah.
I knew that we were friends.
That's all in love, though. That's all in love.
He turned to you and he said, hey, you're gay?
Yeah.
They say joto or
yes, it's Spanish.
Gay.
No, I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
He said it in Spanish.
Joto or gay?
Yeah, maybe something like that. And they were, like, breaking balls all day with each other.
They called it puto.
Yeah.
And then one guy would just come in the kitchen constantly and point at us and start singing old Guns N' Roses songs.
Yeah.
So we'd sing with them.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, but it's
wow,
it's
that's love.
It's just connected.
Yeah. That's, you're in.
They would constantly tell us who was dating. Like,
well, you know what?
And he'd be like, hey, chef, come here. See this guy? He likes this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, does he? And I'd be like, cool, because me and Plum sleep together. And they'd be like,
wow.
All the time. I give him five tequilas. He's in bed. I creep in. I give him tears. It's hot.
Rudy. Cerveza.
I have night terrors. That's why I sleep. I can't. Yeah. You know, well, I have word salad and night terrors.
I have to
that's
go
the
in.
Things
I can't
I
just let him cry like that. I have to hold him. Yeah, I know
that. Thank you. Thank you. Well, listen. What is exactly? You told me a lot about what you do in LA with your restaurants and all that stuff. Give us the abridged version, because I know like we talked for like 45 minutes about all the stuff you do.
Yeah. So I mean, we do. I have a lot of stuff I do. You know, just like Penny, we hustle. You know, to where we want to go and where we want to be at. I do have a restaurant, Masa Taco, which is a vegan and non-vegan concept. It's in Whittier, California, which we plan on to franchising it.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. That's a big deal.
Yeah, so we're working on that. Penny's going to be...
We're collabing.
Coming
make
on
that
board.
That happened. Oh, nice. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so Penny loves my concept, and she wants a piece of the cake. Yeah. You know, which is great because we worked together.
I actually asked for more than just a piece.
And she's going to get a piece.
More than a piece.
Maybe a nibble.
I've known the guy for a couple of days. I think getting a piece is a lot from that dude. Seriously.
We have been negotiating this contract for a while now.
We're negotiating. But yeah, you know, that's one of the things is that, you know, we're in the food industry. My plan was never to do vegan, but it's modernized to me. It's fun to me. I'm using a lot of food science involved with it. You know, it's switching other chefs' mentality and what we're doing. So it's great to be able to see that, you know, and vegan people and non-vegan people that come in the restaurant and they're blown away by what we're creating. So we plan on expanding that.
I look forward to it. You're going to bring it to East Coast?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So the first time when he told me that this is, you know, this is what he's doing. Why do I not have sound? Or do I have sound?
No,
can you
I can
hear me
totally.
Okay. Yeah. So when
we just don't have headphones. If you put headphones on, you can hear yourself.
No, no,
you
that's
care.
Fine. That's fine. I don't need. I don't want that.
They don't reach Jeffy.
First time he told me about his concept and he said, come over and try it. I'm thinking, fuck, I have to drive like an hour and a half from Beverly Hills to go all the way into Whittier.
I'm in the hood.
To try
this
vegan taco. But I have to tell you, like, I was blown away. So fresh, so good. You know, like, he does things with jackfruit and mushrooms that can't even imagine.
We actually broke down a jackfruit and I showed them.
Yeah,
in part.
It's incredible.
Awesome.
It's incredible, but
a young one, a ripe one.
Right.
Really cool.
Like,
yeah, it was pretty dope.
He inspired me that, you know, to the point where a few weeks ago I had a pop-up dinner and the couple was vegetarian. No, they were vegan. And I did a curry jackfruit.
Oh, nice.
She took my shit.
And they loved it, but it's because of him. And I just was like, well, I've never cooked with it, but I figure if I just like braise it,
right,
it'll be like meat and it'll pick up the flavors of the curry. And it was phenomenal. And I did it with rice and they were like, holy shit. But they stood there and they were watching me the whole time. And I was so nervous because I've never worked with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, if David can do it, shit, you can do it. You're a fucking food network celebrity. Come on, pull it together. Anyway, so I was so impressed with what he's doing that, and he's so talented. He's so incredibly talented, not just in doing vegan, but he has such a handle on flavors and so imaginative. And he's just one of these people that can take, you know, from 0 to 120 in no time and doesn't even, like, break a sweat. So I knew that...
I'm fucking sweating right now.
No, but I just knew that it would be a lot of fun to partner up with him and take this concept just all over the world and go from 1 to 100 and 1,000.
And he cooks meat, too, because that duck dish last night was out of this world.
Oh, insane. Yeah. No, he does both. He's not he's not just a vegan or vegetarian. He's just uber talented.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. You talked about when we opened this whole conversation, you talked about how important his personality and, like, how people who are just essentially just be cool, like people who are cool.
Right.
And, you know, who don't have a big ego and who are just nice and friendly. I've been in this kitchen with this guy for a couple of days now. He's always smiling, nice to everybody, shows everybody everything, just very nice, friendly, good person, which I think is...
He can be a real dick if he wants to be.
He's been cool to me so far.
I'm a dick when I have to be a dick, when stuff doesn't get done and needs to get done.
Right.
And, you know, if last night you didn't... Well, when we did our event down at...
The dinner.
Yeah, at La Padilla.
I became a dick really quick. Because,
did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they were trying to hold the plates. There's no heat lamps anywhere. And they're like, no, we need 8 plates at once. I said, you're going to get 1 fucking plate at a time, and as it comes out, you're going to walk it out. And then they're standing there. I'm like, so I stopped the whole thing, and I'm like, send the plates out now.
Yeah.
And then nobody didn't listen, so then I got louder, and then stuff started happening. Yep. You know, I said, I'm talking to the GM here. I said, you're going to get what I give you, and that's it. Because you do GM work, we do kitchen work.
Yeah,
and that's bottom line. So at a certain point, I do step in. It's like, hold up. This is our...
If you have to.
Yeah, we have to.
Thank God. You could say that in Spanish, though.
Oh,
yeah. If it were me.
Dude,
well,
I was
he's,
like,
but he's, but he's also very respectful.
Absolutely.
To the entire team. He's very patient with them. He's very understanding of the surroundings that he's working with and the space and the environment that he's working with.
The kitchen love him.
And they love him. You know, they love him, but... They also understand and respect him that, you know, if he needs something done or if he needs it a certain way, like any executive chef in a kitchen, everybody yells at their staff or, you know, I'm rough on them too because, you know, I create a certain menu and I expect it a certain way when I come out here. So, I expect that from them. So I think they get a little scared.
Right. I park tonight. I bark tonight.
I only yell at people because it makes me feel better because I like to be bigger than them. I like to make anyone feel less.
No, but it's true. I mean, any kitchen that we go to, and you know, we have a level of respect for the chef that's there and the chef that hosted us this whole week, and it's awesome. You know, we respect him with everything, and sometimes we understand that we can't get what we want here, so we think on our feet. I mean, my dish was supposed to be a seared duck, and I told the guy specifically.
Wait, wasn't it steak?
No, somebody thought it was steak. Yeah, that's
right. The guy swore up and down it was steak last night.
So it was supposed to be, you know, seared duck. I had sous vide it, and I told him to make a certain liquid to put in the bags. So guess what? He vacuum packaged basically with no liquid. So I had dried duck. So I got sauce, dried duck. What do I do? Well, this is going to become a mole. Mole, braised short rib, just like a short rib. You know, braise it, turn it on, let it go. So.
It was delicious.
But it was great.
Absolutely delicious.
It all worked out.
Really good.
Yeah, it was delicious. It came out great.
Yeah.
It really does. It was fantastic.
And your dinner tonight was phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
Those biscuits.
I appreciate that.
Oh, those biscuits. I want the ham in the morning
talking,
for ham and
girl.
Cheese.
Keep talking.
Ham and eggs.
We have some ham left.
Ham and eggs.
We did
eggs Benedict
some.
With that ham on top.
With that biscuit.
Right.
Hollandaise.
I think
can
we,
you cut it open?
We were reaching with that. I think that now that I know, I don't know if I would do that again. But, you know, because you got to cure it, you got to smoke it, and... You know, I don't know how many times I can say
everyone
fumar,
was saying,
like
will they
wrong.
Be serving the ham the rest of the week?
We heard
is
a lot
that
of that.
The ham we're going to have the rest of the week?
It was pretty tasty. I was happy with how it came out. You know, we asked for pork tenderloins. Like, when I was doing that, I've done it with pork tenderloins, so it cures quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
It cures pretty quick, and it's got a little, the fat's nice on the outside. I came here, and we had pork loins, like a lot of them. So I was like, okay. So we cut them down and threw a cure on them and whatever. It's fine. It came out great.
It came out delicious.
It was awesome.
But, you know, and that's the whole part about it. Like, we're all chefs, so
yeah.
You ask for something, you got something else, thinking if
you make it work,
done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just make it work.
Awesome.
I mean, listen, it's fine. And, you know, they're nice enough here to welcome us into their kitchen. This is their world, their home.
This is their home.
Absolutely.
We are lucky to be playing.
And you know what's awesome here?
Be respectful.
And all the properties that I've seen, it's like they have the vegetable prep area that's refrigerated, and then they have the other areas refrigerated, like where we're at, we don't have that privilege.
You have one
room.
I've never had that.
But even like the other hotels, like the Loretto property is probably one of the best setups I've ever seen. Like every single space is refrigerated.
Their food's pretty incredible.
Because your mic's going away. That's why I have to do.
Their food's pretty incredible at Loretto,
too. Yeah, they do a lot of cool stuff.
Is it?
Loretto property is awesome. Yeah, Chef Francisco's awesome. He's always helping me out. So, yeah, he's good.
So tomorrow night, Friday night, I keep getting different numbers from everybody, Penny. I want to hear it from you. I've heard 100 people. I've heard 200 people. I've been told 500 people.
No, 200 people.
Yeah?
Yeah. 200 people on the beach, fireworks, buffets of barbecue stations. And, like, the hotel does all kinds of buffets of, you know, delicacies.
Okay.
And salads and a lot of dessert, a lot of sweets.
Awesome.
And they literally, you'll see in the morning, they start building a runway, a stage,
very cool.
And the whole bit, because they bring out legitimate models in bikinis and, you know, cladly dressed. And
well, we got the email to do the bikini thing. But we were already booked to cook, so
I brought my banana hammock. If you guys
did,
man.
Oh, damn! Rocking the banana.
Yeah, we've got Diamonds International here with some diamonds, which will be a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
And then we go into live music and diamonds? Fireworks on
Hopefully
the beach.
Hopefully, Chapo's people don't show up.
I mean, honestly, just take a second and think about it. It's just I do this a lot. I try really, really hard to just think about look what we're doing because of food,
yeah.
Right? I started working in food because I needed a job to pay to put a roof over my head. And now I'm talking to amazing people. I'm swimming in the Pacific Ocean. I'm in Mexico because of food. Like,
yeah.
You try to take those time to think and appreciate that. Even though it's a long day, whatever. Look what it's brought us. I mean, we've been talking a lot about that lately.
It's brought us a long way, definitely.
You know?
Listen, one of my favorite things that, you know, when you talk about look where food has brought you, a few years ago, I was asked to do a culinary cruise for Oceana Cruises.
Okay.
And it was amazing. And you got to kind of like pinch yourself.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest sponsors, which is Sugar Foods. Thank you, Sugar Foods. Thank you, Chris. Love
Shout
you.
Out Sugar
Shout
Foods.
Out to Sugar Foods, Maui Sugar Brand, Blue Diamond Almond Milk, Fresh Gourmet Bags. Parmesan Crisp, United with Earth, the dates. Thank you for reminding me. Yes. So I had the opportunity to go on Oceana Cruises, and from Saint-Tropez to Rome, spend 2 weeks on the Riviera. And
oh my God.
It was, I mean, my husband and I were like, are you serious right now? This is
because
I did television, and this is because I cook.
Yeah.
And you awesome. Want me on the ship just
so
to teach
awesome.
A class? It was
unbelievable. Right?
Unbelievable.
It's super powerful thing, man.
They had the class was sold out. It was 40 people max. But I was like, wow. I felt bad. I said, do you want me to teach another one?
Like, did you just do one?
I did one.
Get the fuck out.
It was
here.
One. They That's promoted awesome. That I'm on the ship. It's one.
Did you hang out with people, talk
I
to
hung
them,
out with yeah. people. You know, of course, I'm always going to hang out with
right.
people and whatever. But I was like, do you want me to do another class? Is there anything else I could do? Do you want me to take them on the shore to the market? They're like, no, one.
Wow.
So I did that for a couple of years. And then we were going to do multiples last year.
You could bring your husband with you.
Yes, my husband. And the one I did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I took the whole family, my mom, my sister, my brother-in-law, kids, everybody.
We got to shout out your mom because your mom is super cool.
Yeah, my mom's pretty awesome.
She's
awesome.
She's
love
sitting
her.
Outside here on the and just to paint a
Hi,
picture.
Mom.
Love you, mom.
We all love you, mom.
She's
love
very, very
you,
cool.
Mom.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, so it's you know you think my God, food brought me to this. This is pretty incredible.
Yeah,
right.
Right. It's awesome to see it. It's just when you really think about it, like what brought it? Because you can cook.
Yeah,
because
so
no, because I took a passion, you know, and took it from a hobby to a career.
That's amazing. I
you
mean,
know,
it's same thing for you, brother.
Yeah.
Like you look at you. You're like an entrepreneur, crushing it now with food.
Yeah, well,
you know?
I knew I always wanted to cook since I was cooking my grandma. You know, I always said my choice is career is going to be a chef, and I want to have a restaurant before I'm 30, and I had it at 28, and I have my second one at 30. So yeah, it's been awesome to be able to do this.
You had a goal. You said to have it by you were 30, and you had two by then, right?
Yeah, I had two restaurants by the time I was 30.
That's great.
So you know, it's been rough, like all of us, you know, to get to this point. But we were just having a conversation earlier today with Rudy about that. And I was like, this is where food brought me. You know,
it's crazy to think about,
right? Moving around all these hotels and opening these hotels and restaurants and connecting and networking events to bring us to this. I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
How did you and I meet? Do you remember?
Forgot.
My memory is like old.
That's a meaningful relationship.
Yeah, they care about each other.
Was a long time ago? Was I at U.S. Foods or Cisco?
I don't know.
I think I was at U.S. Foods.
Probably U.S. Foods.
Nice.
And I did.
When she used to give me free stuff.
I did the Chef Throwdown. Talk about your Chef Throwdown.
Yeah, so we do an event.
Oh, yeah.
Called Chef Throwdown in L.A., which is like a version of Top Chef, but like a street version of it. Like it's more, I think it's more intense than like a regular competition because you have 200 guests. You have to feed everybody within 2 hours, two entrees or whatever, small size, tasting
bites.
Bite size.
How much help do you have?
you and somebody else.
You bring your stuff,
yeah,
though.
You bring. Basically, you have a list of 10 pieces of equipment that you can bring, and then we give you a flat-top grill, oven, fryer, steam table, and then you have a crazy selection for pantry, crazy selection. Well,
tell them some of the proteins that you bring.
Yeah, some of the proteins that
well,
we bring.
How do you get those, too? Are they donated for the event?
So they're donated by Tapia Brothers. Tapia Brothers. They're pretty big. It's another business like U.S. Foods and
right.
and Sysco. But they bring me some crazy product. I bring in
baby alligator.
Baby alligator.
That's what's up.
Camel tenderloin. Camel hump.
Camel tenderloin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Camel
gross.
Ribeye.
Did you say gross?
Gross.
Ostrich loin.
Black chicken.
Silk chicken. Oh, yeah, silk chicken.
Silk chicken.
Silkies. Silk chicken.
Those are delicious.
They were black.
Yeah, no, but their feathers are super white.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, some yeah they're fluffy. They're
they
fluffy.
Have, yeah, they
chickens.
Have an afro. They're afro
and
white
they,
feathered
they have
birds.
Feathers on their feet.
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I have a friend in the Hamptons that raises them. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. They look cool, but I mean, it's just like a wow factor. But, you know, there's all this product gets donated from the pantry. I mean, we've had sponsors from Spiceology. They do great stuff. So. They do all the spices, and U.S. Foods helped out. Sysco has helped out, you know, because we've had several ones. And it's just cool because the chefs do whatever they want. It's 100% freestyle. And, yeah.
It's honestly like Iron Chef on crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Amazing. It's like Iron Chef on crack because not even on Iron Chef were we ever given, you know, baby alligator skinned.
Wow.
Skinned
the
entire
thing.
The whole thing
is
whole.
Sitting there, and you just are like, fuck my life.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's
that
fucking great.
Makes me excited. I would do that.
You get some crazy product. You know, we're going to bring it back. We're going to actually bring it back. We're working on getting everything back. But
I am the host.
Yeah, Penny's nice. Penny did the whole. She's.
Yeah, that's how I we.
Really
that's
good.
Yeah, you
so
asked
you
me
met?
To do that one year. That's how we met.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We do an event on the East Coast, back where I live, called Food Fight. Which is, it's a big, we do it for charity. It's my knife company, Ergo Chef, that I use. We do it in their warehouse. So it's like total underground, like inside of a warehouse. And usually two chefs come to compete, secret ingredient. But everybody comes, there's a DJ, like we're serving food. They don't have to make 200 portions, but they have to use a secret ingredient to like fucking make three plates and they have an hour to do it. Like the first time we had live eel was our secret ingredient, which
oh,
is
yeah.
pretty dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and the second time was, I don't remember, fucking beer or something, whatever. But it was dope. But we do it for charity, and then like we have raffles, and it's a good ass time. But we have one coming up Friday, May 4th, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's a tag team battle, so we have teams of two chefs, not like a chef and a sous chef.
And they tag out
chefs. They tag out every 10 minutes, but they can't talk.
Oh,
they can't talk to each other. Then the last 10 minutes they work together. But it's raising money for this thing called the Jericho Partnership, which does programs for kids, underprivileged kids, for the summer, which is pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, it's probably not as big as what you guys do, but, you know, we'll get 100 people, you know, and it will raise a nice chunk of money for them. And, you know,
nice.
Listen, it's a great opportunity for, you know, what we do. Like,
yeah.
We
I mean, you're,
food,
you're
back.
Doing money for charity. We have one coming up on May
Absolutely.
13th for Yasiel Puy he was with the Dodgers. He's been Cincinnati.
Right.
I'm his personal chef. So we have a huge event with them, and we have crazy product coming for that, too. We had a full-on caviar bar.
Nice.
You know, we have, I think we brought in about a 350-pound tuna coming in. We have A5 Wagyu short rib coming in.
Nice.
We have ostrich tenderloin coming in.
Yeah, you were talking about the ostrich
it's,
tenderloin.
It's so good. It's just really, I love
like
it.
Every time we talk, you bring up ostrich.
It's
kind of weird.
It's good. I thought I'd ship you a piece.
I'd love to taste some ostrich.
It's good.
We used to use ostrich eggs in the Jefferson Hotel, which is pretty funny. We would use ostrich eggs for breakfast. Because they're so big.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they would fucking corkscrew them. And yeah,
wow.
it worked great. Yeah, it was amazing. Penny, let me ask you this. What's your plan? What's your plan for like doing more of stuff like this? Like, would you take more hotels? Would you do more groups? Or would you just stick with what you're doing within the 20? Or you try to do more of this? You try to reach out to other groups?
So I am extremely loyal. And the Villa Group is family to me.
Yeah.
And you don't cheat on your family.
Absolutely.
So I have no reason to go anywhere else. They've been great to me and to my chefs that I've brought out. And
loyalty.
Huh?
If it's not a Villa, we can't do it.
No, I would never do another property. So I've been asked. I actually got asked by the St. Regis here if I would come out and do a festival for them. And I said no.
No, I'm not going to do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Good for you.
Not going to do it. No, these guys are family. Yeah. I mean, they're, well,
they must,
you know,
keep you pretty busy with 16 properties, right?
They do. Like I said, it's 20 plus, you know, festivals a year. And but we do have it down to a somewhat of a science where I just want to perfect, you know, the whole routine of the days that when we are out here and, you know, organizing the kitchens better. So it just moves a little bit more smooth. But listen, we're in year four. I feel like there's definitely an opportunity for bringing on more sponsors and bringing on maybe a few more chefs. The first year we had 11 chefs, and I think that was too much.
Probably a little too much.
That was way too much. And then we kind of went down from 11 to 8 plus me, and then this year we are 6 total, correct?
Well, and there's different events, too, that they have Chef's Week, Wellness Week, and then they have this event,
right.
You know, and everything is different, which is awesome. You know, I would say, if anything, to create another kind of event, you know, that I know they started like a pastry one, right?
Yeah, there's
a pastry one, too. That's awesome.
I think it's actually run pretty smooth. I mean, at least from our end of it, like as a chef, I mean, you know, you prepare to come down and like things are going to be weird. What ingredients,
right.
What we have, what we don't have. I mean, there's been some hiccups, but nothing that's like.
No. And look, it's a different market. Like David said, I don't stress either. Like I came down yesterday and I was going to be making, you know, baby apples. Crab apples wrapped with puff pastry and baked off in the oven.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Somehow it turned into an apple strudel.
Yeah.
Because they had cooked, diced and cooked off all my
it was super tasty.
Apples and wrapped it in puff pastry. But so you just roll with it.
Right.
You know, it is what it is, and you make the best of it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. Because
that's
what you're here to do. You're here to do it.
Right.
You're here to have a great time.
Right.
People are going to have a great time, and they don't care to hear about it.
No,
as long as
you're entertaining them, they're good. And the Chop Challenge basket that we do, and the hotel guests get involved, and they love it, and they have a good time. That's what matters to us.
Yeah, I think so. And the Chop thing is pretty funny.
It's a blast.
What a fun thing to do. I think today was hysterical. And Jeff got to compete, which was really, really funny.
Awesome. It was really good.
It.
That was really
and you were a good sport for doing it with the little girl.
She was awesome. She was incredible. She was really shy when she first came up,
but then she caught on really quick.
Yeah, and she was like
stealing things off the other.
Exactly.
I loved it. I was like,
yeah, took my Maggie sauce.
Well, it was funny because watching the little girl that came with Jeff when she first showed up, I mean, she was really shy, and literally took 5 minutes and she started talking your ear off, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that for me, what was awesome is that as we were leaving, was it the dinner? Or we saw him in the elevator. I can't remember what it was.
No, when we were walking around the dinner tonight, we stopped at a table, and a gentleman, you know, thanked us, and we were chatting, and he'd been there. And he said, hey, I just want to tell you that little girl that you cooked with wouldn't stop talking about that all day. She was in the pool bragging to everybody, and she kept making her mom show the picture.
That's
show
what's
the kids.
That's awesome.
See, that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Really,
that's
awesome. It filled my heart.
Yeah.
I was really,
that's awesome.
You know, that could have been an inspiration for
She's
a new future
Thomas
chef.
Keller.
Right.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
That's
which
right.
is awesome.
We
absolutely.
Said, like,
yeah.
It's amazing. The whole experience for me has been outstanding. I mean, I can't say enough.
I love hearing
about
that. I love hearing that.
What a great story, right? Like,
yeah.
Just to hear that.
That's awesome.
I mean,
and Michelle's a good
amazing.
Sport. She, you know, she loves the kids, and they always gravitate to her. She battled it out with some kids last year, too.
If I had to lose to anybody, I'm happy I lost to Michelle.
Of course. We love her.
She's the best.
Even though right now we don't like her. Cause she's
yeah,
tired.
Right now we don't like her.
I still
love you,
her,
but
even
right
though
now
she's
like
old.
You.
Oh, man, is she old.
Pretty old. Like, pretty old. Like, seriously.
It sucks being that old. I'm sorry, Michelle.
Park in the handicap
Mama's
spots.
Up. You know what? Mama's
right?
up partying.
Mama's here.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't seem old. You seem old.
My mom can pull late nights.
There you go. You know, it's funny. Those little kids that she was with tonight, they were talking so much trash to me at the table. The kid goes,
"You're going down."
He goes, "Your ham was delicious."
It was great. But if I wasn't leaving tomorrow, Michelle and I would kick your butt.
Oh, you know, I did hear them say that.
Yeah, I just started messing with them. But it's fun, man.
Yes,
talking trash with
them.
And then,
yes, you know, adorable.
They want to take a picture and have fun. But
Jacob,
cute. I constantly kept cutting promos on the kid. I told him, I said, look, man, let me tell you something. Great and good both start with G, but there's only one. That's me. You're good. I'm great. He was like,
they were awesome.
Yeah, they were great.
Those kids were super happy.
That's awesome. That's one thing about this whole place that I noticed is that
tell them.
Everyone is just very kind of friendly and family oriented, like from the staff, all the other families that I've met here.
Everyone's kind of hanging out. Dude, we went to take this after we finished our dish. We went and because we have a sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. We have to sit by the sunset. We hold hands for a second.
Hold hands. Watch the sunset. Look for dolphins.
Amazing. I mean, listen, how many times are you going to see sunsets like that, right? You take advantage of it. You go see it. Even when I'm in Montauk, I look at it every night. Every night. Because it's amazing.
Right.
It really kind of puts perspective on, at least for me.
And he gets out of work early.
It's the Pisces in me coming out. I don't know. I'm weird.
You're a Pisces?
Yeah, yeah.
What day?
March 7th.
March 1st.
Is it really?
March 11th.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
That's why you guys hold hands.
You're also Pisces.
Doubt.
Oh.
I'm a Scorpio.
What are you, a Virgo or something?
I could have done that without even.
I sense that from your energy.
But so we're sitting out there, and this woman just walks up to us, and she's like, oh, it's so great. You guys.
She walked up and was like, hey, nice hair.
Well.
And Plum was like, it's purple. And she's like, it matches the sunset.
What is this head thing you're doing? I don't do that.
That's just me reenacting. I'm getting in the mode.
He's imitating the woman, not you.
Yeah, it must be, clearly.
It's late here. Sorry, I'm yawning. Clearly.
But people just talk and just come up and talk, and it's great. I think that's a really cool thing for these guys to do that and the way it works with the guests here, just to kind of come and talk and hang out. And I've made so many friends.
Right.
You know, I've made so many friends, which is
right.
Very, very
I've made
cool.
a lot of friends here over the years, and definitely a lot of the owners, people who own properties here, are friends of ours.
Wow,
and
that's
we've
amazing.
Made, yeah,
that's very,
we've made
very
really
cool.
good friends.
Last two, then we'll get you guys out of here, and we'll wrap this up, and then
awesome.
We're all going to get in your hot tub.
Awesome.
I'd love to do an episode with both you guys, actually separate from this, a real one where we do the Skype and you call in and we do it the right way.
Yeah, we're gonna have to try that again.
Make it all about you.
We were supposed to have Penny last week, but instead we got our buddy from...
Penny was super busy, but we had a good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'd love to get David on, too. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
awesome.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah, it would be phenomenal to do that. But let me ask you guys this. So we have some pretty big plans out in the Hamptons this summer, right, where we were.
Sign me up.
That was easy.
Easy.
If things are going to go...
I love going to places and working with new chefs and... I love learning from other chefs and, you know, like vice versa.
If he comes and does all my work, I'll come.
She calls me one day.
No, I do. I do this all the time.
She calls me.
Penny, you can still rock in a kitchen.
She calls me. She's like, hey, I'm booked for this event tomorrow and I can't go. Can you go for me? I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay, I don't have nothing planned. Okay, but you have to feed like 300 homeless. I'm like, what kitchen, product?
Yeah.
So I said, can I have a picture of the kitchen or anything like that? Penny sends me a house stove kitchen, 4 burners.
Electric.
No. Penny, what the fuck do you want me to do with that?
Yeah, right. You did it, though. You did it.
You know what? And I was like, okay, well, this is what we got. This is what we got to work with. Then
you did
we made it.
It
happen. We made it happen.
That's what you do, man. That's
and
what we
fed
do.
All the homeless in Skid Row in LA, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Tons of sponsors. It was a really cool event.
Yeah.
Really cool. And I left there and I was like, I left in with a lot of gratitude. You know, it was time that I spent
it's humbling,
there.
Humbling, yeah.
It was humbling.
Humbling
it's humbling.
That, right?
And, you know, I do a lot of stuff for my church. Every month I do a cooking class for foster kids. And then every month my restaurant donates a full on dinner. Everything from like salsas, tortillas to proteins. So we do that every month for them.
Wow.
Which is really cool, you know, because I didn't realize how many foster kids there is.
That's amazing.
You know, and you leave from there, it's like, it's crazy. It's you're so humble and grateful for everything you have, you know. So
totally. I feel like
it's awesome to be able to do that.
Definitely. I feel like I should do more.
Well, you got to do what you can and not what you can't.
That's a nice quote. That's a t-shirt.
That's Aunt Dixie. Yeah, my wife's Aunt Dixie. God bless her.
So what is it that you do in the Hamptons?
I'm a private chef. And mm-hmm. Also, you mean like, so, yeah, I'm a private chef out there. And then I work for a very amazing family who I just love. Which is amazing when you come that close to somebody.
Right. No, I cool. totally
we're,
get it.
We're family now. But we're going to do a dinner, I think, for a group called Cookies for Kids Cancer, which I
love
went
it.
To.
We're in.
We went to a big event this past 2 months, about a month ago, in the city for, and it was just the most amazing event. And I mean, it was great. They did a lot. They raised money. It was a great event. But I just kept looking, going, I can do this better.
Right.
I can do this better.
Right.
And we can make it amazing and have some great chefs come and, like, I mean, they had some great chefs, but then there was a lot of chefs who, I don't know, it could have been better.
Listen, there's something about bringing out a chef and then something about bringing out a personality.
Yeah.
That somehow can pull that out of people.
Right. And just come out and talk.
Do you have any personal stories you want to share? Are there any events that have ever happened that you want to talk about?
No, I mean, it's just, listen, you know, David's extremely talented in the kitchen, and I can talk.
Right.
And that's why the partnership works, you know, and it's worked because it's always been.
You can cook.
You do
too,
what you do. No, I can cook. I can throw
Crocker.
Them down.
Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker. Shut your face. I'm going to shut you down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Shut
it down. I'm the a triple threat. Because
I
can
that.
Cook.
Yeah.
And I do have the personality. And all this. All this comes with it.
Stop and you're all that. Business.
We were just now to where I can look at you and talk to you. Not do that anymore. That was like way.
All this, which is burnt right now. I am hurting.
You're fantastic. I was just looking before we started.
I know, my forehead feels crispy and shit. My forehead feels crispy.
I am so, like, on fire. I'm touching everything, and it's just hurting me so badly.
Oh, my God.
Right now. But, yes, we'll be there. We'd love to.
We're going
to
make it happen. We're going to do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Towards the summer.
Yeah, there's no
out.
Info.
Come
you know.
Hang out. Yeah, no doubt.
With pleasure.
From us, with pleasure, and we can get
and
some
dude,
of our sponsors
to
help out.
To Montauk, brother?
Yeah.
My husband would love to go to the Hamptons. He's all about the Hamptons.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. He's from Connecticut.
Is I've never really? Been
Westport.
Oh. That's so close to where I live.
Yeah, Westport. So he went to Tufts and Colgate.
Did he really?
Yeah, graduated Tufts.
Tell him, nice. Let's talk to him. I'm from Newtown. He'll be like,
Oh, yeah. He totally.
He'll totally
yeah,
get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You guys are both awesome. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
You're awesome, brother. Good brother, for sure. I can't wait to talk to you more and hang out with you more. And Penny, seriously, it's awesome to meet you. And
my
talk to you
pleasure.
And hang out with you.
It's
and
been awesome hanging out with you guys.
Thank you for having us and giving me the invite. Like, you know, I won't let you down. I promise.
I know you won't.
I promise.
We'll
until
have
tomorrow,
you back next year.
When I kick a llama's ass, I'm taking Michelle down. She's going to be so pissed.
She's going to be really
oh,
upset.
Oh, tomorrow you guys have chop challenge, huh?
Yeah, I got to take her down. So I
oh,
destroy
oh,
her.
Oh,
I
get to do
it
oh, Emma. Michelle.
And we got
she
some Jack Fruit.
For you.
She knows. She'll
Jack
tell
Fruit.
You.
All right. Don't miss time. Us. Tomorrow we're going to be live again for the Chop Challenge and then our fireworks big barbecue extravaganza.
Is she cutting her own promo?
And yes, I'm putting my promo in here and I will see you guys later.
There it is. Give it up
good
for
night.
The one, the only Penny DeVitti. Thank you for joining us. It's awesome. Chef David Fuente, you're awesome, brother. Thank you
thank
so,
you
so
for
much,
having me.
Man. I'm looking forward to spending some hot tub time with you. Is that all right?
Okay. All right.
Is that good?
Right. Is it nice and warm?
He sounded a little scared, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
There it is. Hope oh, Jeffy. What do you think, brother?
I think this is awesome, and I'm super happy and feel super lucky to be here.
I mean, I know you guys have to put your mics down, but how cool is Jeff, right? Is he not like the nicest guy you've ever fucking met in your life?
Beyond. You beyond. So beyond.
Yeah. He's a sweetie.
I love your attitude, bro. I dig it. You know, you go with everything. You go with the flow.
Yeah, easy
roll
to
with
work
it,
with.
Easy
very
to go
easy
with.
To work
and
with.
That's one of the things. It's like I've met so many chefs in my life, and sometimes I never work with them again because their attitude is not what I expect.
Right.
You know, and it's like we all started from the same point.
Exactly.
You know, so
totally
we all wash dishes. We've all done this. We've all done that. You know, and to be able to work with people that we connect right off the bat. It's. I already
a blessing,
know that
yeah.
you guys. I'm gonna know. We're gonna be talking for a very, very long time.
That's it, man.
Hell
you know?
Yeah.
That's it. That's
and
it.
Help each other out because I mean that's what it's all about. Helping
hey.
Each other out. But
absolutely.
Thank you for having us, though.
God bless.
You guys are
God
awesome.
Bless.
You guys
thanks,
are awesome.
Guys.
Listen, Jeffy, I can't think of a better way to end the show than that, man. So I think we're gonna let it go.
That's it.
Just with that right like there, man. Listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remember food is one of the most important things you have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Why are we arguing? If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.